Do you ever feel like your business is invisible online, swallowed up by the vast sea of digital competition, leaving you wondering how you can ever stand out? Well, if that's something you relate to, you're definitely in the right place today. Hi, I'm Greg Tressler, your go-to guy for all things digital marketing here at Houston Digital Marketing. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that can profoundly alter the trajectory of your business, mastering the power of your Google Business Profile. This is more than just putting your name out there. It's about transforming how your local audience perceives you, gaining more visibility, and ultimately drawing in more local leads. The first step towards conquering your local digital landscape is claiming and verifying your Google Business Profile. It's like planting your flag in the online world to say, "Hey, we're here and we mean business." Start by confirming the essential details, your business name, address, and phone number. These might seem like basic components, but accuracy is crucial for consistent branding across platforms. Once you initiate this process, Google will send a verification code, which you must enter to gain control over your profile. It might sound tedious, but establishing this ownership is your gateway to fully optimizing your business visibility. Now let's talk about optimization. Just having a Google Business Profile isn't enough. You need to fine-tune it to represent your business authentically and attractively. Are your business name, address, and phone number consistent across all platforms? If not, it's time to get them in sync. Ensure your business fits into the right categories, helping potential customers and Google understand exactly what you offer. Another pro tip is to craft a detailed business description filled with keywords that speak directly to the services you provide. Words paint pictures, but so do actual pictures. High-quality images showcasing your products or premises can visually captivate your audience and pull them one step closer to doing business with you. But here's the twist. It's not just about how you present your business. It's also about what others say about you. Customer reviews are a lifeline to credibility online. Encourage those happy customers to share their good experiences. A well-timed follow-up email after a transaction asking for a review can further solidify their satisfaction. Make leaving feedback easy with direct links to your review pages. And don't sit back once reviews start rolling in. Responding with gratitude to positive feedback or addressing concerns with empathy in less favorable reviews demonstrates that you value customer interaction. It's about molding your reputation one review at a time, an effort that has a magnetic effect on attracting new leads. Coming up, we'll dive deeper into why fostering an active review culture is critical and how it ties into tracking potential leads. Trust me, you won't want to miss the strategies that'll see your engagement rates soar. Now, let's briefly touch on some of the frequently asked questions I get about Google Business Profiles. A lot of business owners ask how they can add or update photos. It's simple, really. Log into your profile, navigate to the Photos section, and upload those high-definition shots that best showcase your products or premises. Another common query is about limitations on posts. Well, you can publish up to 10 posts at a time, so make each one count by keeping them relevant and engaging. As we start wrapping up today's episode, here's what I want you to take away. By taking steps like verifying your Google Business Profile and engaging in consistent, thoughtful optimization, you're not just promoting your business, you're crafting its digital identity. You're setting the stage for how local customers perceive you and interact with you. The small steps you take in managing your reviews can lead to big leaps in community trust and business credibility. So, dive into the world of digital listing optimization headfirst and watch your local leads grow. Thank you for joining me today on this journey to digital growth. Next time, we're tackling another facet of digital marketing mastery, so make sure you stay tuned. Until then, keep probing into those reviews and sharpen your online presence. Remember, your business's digital journey doesn't have to be a solo expedition. Tune into our next episode and don't hesitate to reach out if you need more personalized strategies or a digital marketing partner to elevate your efforts. This is Greg Tressler signing off. Now go claim that digital territory.